Nolte, Donald Trump tops Joe Biden in 7 of 7 crucial swing states. By John Nolte on January 31, 2024. The latest polling from Bloomberg News/Morning Consult shows former President Donald Trump beating his fraudulency Joe Biden in 7 out of 7 swing states. According to the poll, a big factor is Biden opening up our southern border to allow millions of unvetted illegal aliens to invade our country, suck the welfare rolls dry, and cancel out our votes. 6 in 10 swing state voters say President Joe Biden bears responsibility for a surge in illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, a downbeat signal for his re-election prospects as Republicans largely avoid blame on the issue, a Bloomberg News/Morning Consult poll found. Biden again trails Donald Trump in each of the 7 swing states in the monthly survey and lags Trump 42% to 48% across all those states in a head-to-head matchup. The former president's lead grows to 9 percentage points when third-party candidates are included. Here's the rundown head-to-head. Arizona, Trump 47, Biden 44, Trump plus 3. Georgia, Trump 49, Biden 41, Trump plus 8. Michigan, Trump 47, Biden 42, Trump plus 5. Nevada, Trump 48, Biden 40, Trump plus 8. North Carolina, Trump 49, Biden 39, Trump plus 10. Pennsylvania, Trump 48, Biden 45, Trump plus 3. Wisconsin, Trump 49, Biden 44, Trump plus 5. Here's the rundown with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ticket. The other independent and third-party candidates, Cornel West, Jill Stein, only earn a point or two. Arizona, Trump 43, Biden 35, Kennedy 10, Trump plus 8. Georgia, Trump 44, Biden 37, Kennedy 8, Trump plus 7. Michigan, Trump 43, Biden 37, Kennedy 8, Trump plus 6. Nevada, Trump 43, Biden 31, Kennedy 12, Trump plus 12. North Carolina, Trump 45, Biden 32, Kennedy 9, Trump plus 13. Pennsylvania, Trump 43, Biden 40, Kennedy 7, Trump plus 3. Wisconsin, Trump 43, Biden 35, Kennedy 10, Trump plus 8. When Kennedy is added, Biden dips below 40 in 6 of the 7 swing states. He's at 31 in Nevada, a reliably blue state, and 32 in North Carolina, which was once a swing state. This poll of 4,956 registered voters was taken between January 16 to 24 in those 7 states and had a margin of error of just 1 point. Here are some of the more interesting internal numbers. Only 29% of those polled said the national economy is headed in the right direction, while 71% said we are on the wrong track. This is bad news for Biden because 82% said the economy will be very important when choosing who to vote for in November. Joe Biden's favorability rating is just 38% in these 7 crucial swing states, while 58% view him unfavorably. Dingbat Kamala Harris earns a 37% favorable rating and 56% unfavorable. Donald Trump's favorable rating is 46%, while his unfavorable rating is 52%. On favorability, Biden is 20 points underwater. Trump is down only 6 points. Also of note is that in 2020, Trump lost, allegedly, all of those states except North Carolina. This swing state poll aligns perfectly with the national polling, which shows Trump with a clear lead over Biden of 4 points, 48-44%. Overall, this poll explains why Biden is attempting to pretend he has no power over the southern border with this rigged border security bill that eunuchs like Senator Mitt Romney, R. Cuck, support. Even though he already has all the power necessary to seal the border, Biden doesn't want to. The good news, at least in this poll, is that the voters are not fooled. What's more, they appear to remember how good things were with Trump in office. You know, when gas cost $2.50 a gallon, a dozen eggs cost 0.99 cents, the border was pretty secure, and the world was at peace. The bottom of every grocery bill receipt should read, "Hey, at least the mean tweets have stopped." Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.